In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity.
Amen.
Amen. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? That's the question that Jesus asks his disciples shortly after the feeding of the multitudes with seven loaves and a few fish. They've been with Jesus on the road, hearing him teach, watching him feed people, walk on water, and heal. He's creating a stir, and the disciples are probably overhearing the questions people are kind of murmuring in the background as they watch Jesus, the speculations that are flying in the air. Maybe people have asked the disciples. Some people think he's John the Baptist, and others think he's Elijah or Jeremiah or another prophet. And the murmuring on the grapevine is that Jesus is being identified with messengers who reveal God's presence in a new way. There's an understanding that God's voice is speaking afresh. And so there are lots of expectations swirling around who Jesus is and what his endgame is. And the disciples are kind of soaking in this and marinating in this, wrestling with it as they make their own observations and come to their own conclusions. And so Jesus wants to know where they're at, what they're discerning as they live life with him. Now, in Matthew's gospel, Jesus had been identified as the Messiah at his birth. And Peter's answer also builds on what John the Baptist's own disciples observed. So it's not totally out of nowhere that Peter arrives at the declaration that Jesus is the Messiah. One way or another, Jesus understands that Jesus is distinctively revealing God and that something new is happening. And while Jesus affirms this, there's really not much conversation about what this means yet. That's next week's sermon. So I'm trying to stay in my lane on this one. So right now, Peter has made this observation, and Jesus affirms this, certainly. Like the crowds who are speculating about whether Jesus is prophet, Peter's understanding of Jesus is still fluid. And it's shaped by what he's heard about the Messiah as a political figure. And so his understanding of Messiah has been shaped as much by his tradition and culture as by Jesus' own words. So in the meantime, he and the disciples keep following Jesus, arguing with Jesus, imitating Jesus, and wrestling with what's going on, discerning it, trying to figure out what this means in terms of their own hopes and their own expectations for their lives and their relationship with God. Over time and in many different ways, the disciples have to work through their own questions and to take ownership of what they believe about Jesus and make decisions about how to live into that. In the words of one writer, powerful questions are the ones that cause you to become an actor as soon as you answer them. You no longer have the luxury of being a spectator. Now, while Jesus has been powerfully intervening in many people's lives, everyone's watching, including the disciples. So there is an aspect of spectatorship. And the question that Jesus asks Peter and asks the disciples to think about pulls them into being actors, to investing more, to throwing their lot into what they believe. In asking the disciples to form their own opinions about Jesus as they observe him, Jesus is calling them to deeper ownership of their faith. Our own journey is a lot like this. You know, we draw upon what we've heard about Jesus from our traditions and our family and our friends and from popular culture and memes and all kinds of things. Maybe we've reacted negatively to some things about Jesus that we've heard, and talk of Jesus can inspire discomfort sometimes, based on maybe things we associate that with. There are a lot of competing voices that make claims about who Jesus is and what following Jesus is supposed to look like. And what we see in today's gospel is that Jesus invites our questions and our struggles about this, because faith is not static. We are given room to grow and to challenge and to make mistakes and to have a relationship with Jesus that is one where we have agency and choice and room to move. We can also struggle with the language of Messiah and the concept of Messiah. It's not a word that we hear outside of church circles, except perhaps negatively, like when someone has a Messiah complex. It frames our relationship with God as one of dependence. You know, we need help and our lives need renewal and change. And like the disciples, we have to struggle with what this means in our lives. And it's an ongoing journey that is far from passive. One that can push us to explore what it means to trust Jesus as an active force of change in our lives, both individually and collectively. It's worth thinking this week about what images of Jesus you've been exposed to. What have you just kind of absorbed? Who have people told you that Jesus is? How have those things shaped the ways in which you pray or you don't pray? What you engage or what you avoid? How have images of Jesus shaped your life of faith? Recently, my husband Mark and I visited family in Ohio and Kentucky, and as we drove, it was like a six-hour journey from one set of family celebrations to another. And so as we drove from one place to another, we saw this series of billboards that said, "Have you found Jesus?" And, you know, we were hot and tired, and we kind of laughed and made a few snarky jokes about not being aware he was lost. But, you know, I mean, we were trying to avoid getting lost ourselves driving through unfamiliar territory, really. And since I'm a preacher, I really got lost in the irony of that, and I couldn't stop thinking about that and making a deep thing of it. A sign asking if we've found Jesus if we're not sure if we know where we're going. And it seemed like a metaphor. Maybe it's just a preacher's occupational hazard, but do we find Jesus, really? In this passage and in many leading up to it, Jesus finds his disciples. Over and over he talks about how he is a good shepherd who finds his sheep. And when we think of ourselves as those whom Jesus finds, rather than those who have to go out looking, it changes our expectations of what a life of faith looks like. That's just one example of a metaphor or like a declaration about Jesus that you might just pass on the road that can influence you without even realizing it. So it's good to interrogate those things. I mean, maybe you don't encounter billboards about Jesus as you are driving to work, but do stay alert to what messages you hear. Who are people saying that Jesus is? Critically examine those messages, and then take initiative to articulate your own life of faith. Don't be a spectator. Like the disciples on the road, Jesus always finds us and invites us into conversation about the concerns of our hearts, our struggles, our doubts. And Jesus continues to call us forward into deeper faith, hope, and love. It's a journey of a lifetime. Amen.